In the diary for tomorrow is the memorial for Australian entertainer John English. He died at the age of 66. It was a shock death following complications from surgery. Now, John was a singer, a songwriter, a musician and an actor. He had a bunch of Australian top 20 hit singles, including Turn the Page, Six Ribbons and this one, Words Are Not Enough. Words are not enough. Now, the service is going to be held at Sydney's Capitol Theatre, where John rose to fame in Jesus Christ Superstar. And to preview the service, we're joined by music historian Glenn A. Baker. Glenn, thanks so much for your time this evening.
Yeah, good to be with you.
Now, do you think it's going to be a sad day, given the shock nature of John's death, or more of a celebration of his life?
Well, I think the latter. Enough weeks have passed now since the terrible shock of his death for us to become sort of, I suppose, to adjust to it. So I think this will be a case of people with memories, and heaven knows so many people there will have vivid memories of John, to be able to, to hear them expressed and to be able to catch up with each other and swap tales. I mean, there was, I wrote his obituary for the Sydney Morning Herald, and I said, let me just quote what I said. I said, if John English had concentrated on just one aspect of his energetic assault upon Australian entertainment, his place in the upper echelons of our cultural fabric would be ashamed, would be assured that he hurled himself from his teens into every creative environment that came his way or took his fancy, established him over decades as an almost cyclonic force of breadth and diversity, one of our truly totemic performers. And that's how I feel, and I think that everybody there will be gathered there tomorrow with their own sense of what John meant, who will see him as both someone they they knew as a friend, or that they simply saw on stage or on television. I mean, in that very theatre, in the Capitol Theatre, playing Judas. I mean, there will be people coming to it with a range of emotions, and I think that it's going to be very powerful. Earlier in the year, we had a similar it was actually a funeral, whereas this is a memorial service, but to Stevie Wright at St Andrew's Cathedral, an amazing array of people turned up for that.
Well, that's what we were going to ask. I mean, this is an open invitation to the entertainment industry, but also to fans. So who do you think will be there?
Well, I'm not...
How can you name,
a few? He crossed so many. Remember, he was active in theatre on stage. He was active in live, sweaty, howling pub rock and roll. He was active in television. He was active in, there was so much that he did. I mean, from Gilbert and Sullivan operettas to David Williamson's dramas to, rock and roll. He was even an ambassador for the Save the Tasmanian Tiger breeding program. He touched a lot of lives. And, the shock, it still reverberates. There's no question about it. And seeing him, I suppose, in this light does not indicate that we've forgotten those aspects, the sadness of it all. But at the same time, as you said earlier, I think there'll be a sense of celebration. He contributed so very, very much to Australian entertainment, to all facets and cul-de-sacs and areas of it, that a tribute service like this or a memorial service like this is just what is needed for, I suppose, people to just sort of get it out of their system in a way, to actually, look, it's happened from everyone from Gough Whitlam through to, like I said, to other performers. And this year there's been so many rock performers. But we need things like this. We need events like this to actually remind us of just how important our heroes were.
And as you say, to really celebrate his life rather than mourn it. It will be a very sad, but as you say, a celebratory day, if that's the right word. Thank you so much for the update, Glenn A. Baker. Public memorial for John English at the Capitol Theatre in Campbell Street, Haymarket, at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon for a 5 o'clock start. And as we said, it's an open invitation, Michael. So everyone from the historians
whoever
Glenn A. Baker,
go, can go.
I think it'll be a beautiful service, and Capitol Theatre, so a big venue there.